seriously. And as usual, her camera hangs around her neck.
Toby, how's your mom?
Fine, I say. That will really be something if she wins. Yes, ma'am, it will. My mouth says the words, but my mind is not wanting to settle on a picture of her winning. Mom dreams of following in the footsteps of her favorite singer, Tammy Wynette. Last month, she entered a singing contest in Amarillo and won first place. She got a trophy and an all-expense-paid trip to Nashville for a week to enter the National Amateurs Country Music Competition at the Grand Ole Opry. The winner gets to cut a record album.
So this novel takes place in the summer in a small town in Texas called Antler. Antler is a small farm town, the kind of place where a surprise visit by the so-called fattest boy in the world can attract most of the people who live there. We get a quick glance at some of the citizens of Antler. One of them is Miss Murdy May, the town historian and librarian. I like how Toby compares her wrinkled face to an unironed shirt. This kind of comparison is called a simile. It's when an author uses the words like or as to compare one thing to another. Let's pick it up on page 4 with the paragraph that starts, "Cars and pickups pull into the Dairymaid."
Cars and pickups pull into the Dairymaid parking lot. Some people make no bones about it. They just get in line to see him. Others try to act like they don't know anything about the buzz. They enter the Dairymaid, place their orders, and exit with Coke floats, chocolate-dipped cones, or curly-cue fries, then wander to the back of the line. They don't fool me. The line isn't moving because the big event hasn't started. Some skinny guy wearing a tuxedo, smoking a pipe, is taking the money and giving out green tickets. Cal could stand in line forever to relieve his curiosity. He knows more gossip than any old biddy in Antler,